This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition with so much to talk about, from NHL hockey playoff, NBA playoffs, and yes, the big one, Tiger Woods in it at Augusta at the Masters on a Sunday. Something we haven't said in probably like 10, 12, 15 years, something along those lines, seeking his 15th major. I mean, honestly, we couldn't have asked for a better story here on a Sunday. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I am doing good. I've been watching the Masters for about the past hour, and it's kind of weird they started relatively early, but it's off and running, man.
Almost like a British Open scenario, but obviously due to weather more so here than a time difference. But, you know, it's been an amazing weekend for Tiger Woods, as we all know, has really played fantastic golf, has had a little bit of a slip up here early. Right now, the leader is at 13 under. Tiger is at 10. Brooks Koepka at 10 under. Ian Poulter at 10 under. So a list of guys there that are in the mix for sure, and we'll see how nerves go out throughout the day. But we're just getting warmed up, just getting loose. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, talk to him about some of that NHL hockey playoff stuff and also some Major League Baseball. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You
You have plenty of pictures in your home, but you've never seen anything like this before. Introducing Easy Tiles, the world's first photo tiles made of sleek and ultra-lightweight glass. Easy Tiles makes it super simple. You use their exclusive app for iPhone and Android to upload as many photos as you like, then they print them on tempered glass. Your order arrives on your doorstep in just days, and that's when the real fun begins, because with Easy Tiles, you'll transform your living space with a gallery wall that will amaze each and every guest. Easy Tiles are even simple to hang, no hammer and no nails. And because they're mounted on small risers, they appear to float on your wall. Easy to order, easy to hang, and guaranteed for life. Now you can save 30% on any size order, plus get free shipping on orders of four or more. Just download the free Easy Tiles app at easytiles.com and turn your best memories into beautiful glass wall art. Plus, save big now with this special radio offer. That's easytiles.com.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf are now joining us. We'll be our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. On a weekend where you have the Masters going on and Tiger Woods in contention for the first time in a long, long time, you also have NHL playoff hockey going on. And you know what? It has been very interesting what has happened so far. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. You're enjoying the beautiful sun and all the great weather that we have here in Phoenix, Arizona. But, man, oh, man, what has gone on wrong for the Lightning as they have gotten out of the gates incredibly slow against the Blue Jackets? You know, you have the Islanders all over the Penguins right now. You've got the Blues all over the Jets right now at 2-0. You got the Golden Knights and the Sharks who are knotted up at 1-1. We'll get into the other series, but those are the games that are happening today. But very interesting stuff so far, John, to say the least.
Oh, for sure. I guess the biggest surprise for everybody is that Tampa Bay-Columbus series. And, you know, Columbus was a number 8 seed and 30 points behind Tampa in regular season standings, which made it look like a very, one-sided situation. But when you look at the fact that Columbus was only 2 or 3 points out of being second or third in their division, maybe they're not really a number 8 seed as we would traditionally know a number 8 seed. They're not a team that was just sort of hanging on. But Tampa has certainly come unraveled in the two games that they've played so far. At the end of Game 2, which was a very one-sided affair, 5-1 for Columbus, we saw something from Tampa that we haven't seen at all this season, and that's chippiness, frustration. They're now going to be missing their best player, Kucherov, because of a suspension for a nasty hit at the end of the game, which was clearly frustration. So Tampa have got some issues. They're one of the teams that are in very much a must-win situation in Game 3. They go down 3-0 to Columbus, and all of a sudden a magnificent season looks like it could be on the line. But let's not forget that last year Columbus went into Washington, the eventual Stanley Cup champions, won the first two games in Washington. We had this similar conversation last year that the Capitals had to win Game 3 to get back into that series, and what did the Capitals do? They took 4 in a row from Columbus, and I'm not suggesting it's going to happen again. Maybe Columbus has learned something from it, but we were in this situation last year, and it did come unraveled. So I think Game 3 is going to be a real key in that series.
Hey, John, good morning. I'm going to talk about a little something that's close to you, the Toronto Maple Leafs here, and that high hit that, I'm not sure how to say his last name, but Kadri or Kadri?
Kadri.
What's your thoughts on that? I mean, what was there anything that precipitated that for him to do something like that and put your hometown team kind of in a bind?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't see the game. I was out last night, and I wasn't able to even catch any highlights on the TV. So I'm sort of commenting blindly on that one, Mike. But Kadri has a bit of an edge to him, and certainly there's always been a bit of a situation between the Bruins and the Maple Leafs, and specifically Kadri and the Bruins. He was suspended last year for a couple of games for a hit early in the series, which actually did in fact cost Toronto. Now that they're much deeper at center this year with the signing of Tavares, so if he sits out, it's not going to be quite as big a hit, but he's an agitator, he's a good player. They need him in the lineup. Clearly, there was a lot of roughness in that game yesterday. I sort of expected that because Boston had sort of made it clear that they weren't going to be pushed around the way that they were in the first game. So perhaps it shouldn't be surprising. But Kadri has always had a bit of an edge to him. So I don't think we've seen the last of it by any stretch.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, talking NHL playoff hockey right now. And by the way, the games that are Monday would be those Bruins playing the Maple Leafs, and that series is tied up at 1-1. Capitals and Hurricanes, that's also a series that's going on. Capitals lead that one 2-0. Predators and Stars, that one's knotted up at 1-1. And then the Flames and the Avalanche, that's also knotted up at 1. John, in all honesty, I mean, I think we always expect to have great series, and we want to have great series as viewers, of course, but are you surprised or shocked at anything that you've seen so far? I mean, obviously the Lightning, we know that's a shock, but I also think that in a weird way, you thought that they could struggle and have problems because their style of play doesn't necessarily relate to being something that's productive in the postseason, the playoffs. But anything that's really alarming other than the fact that the Lightning are down 2-0?
Well, I think we have a similar situation in the Western Conference with the Winnipeg-St. Louis series. I felt all season that Winnipeg was definitely one of the stronger teams in the league, maybe the best team in the Western Conference other than the Calgary Flames. They struggle towards the end of the regular season, and all of a sudden they find themselves down 2-0 to the St. Louis Blues. Two fairly close games. Each one could have gone either way, but I was a bit surprised to see St. Louis go into Winnipeg and come out with two wins. So all of a sudden Winnipeg, like Tampa Bay, find themselves with a game to win to basically keep the momentum from a season going. They're in one of those must-win situations, and they're like Tampa. They lost two games at home. Washington and the Islanders are both up 2-0, and they're now going on the road. So there's a little bit of a situation there where we can still see Carolina and Pittsburgh get back into those series with a home game win in Game 3. But clearly Tampa and Winnipeg are the two teams that are in a little bit of trouble going into Game 3 in enemy territory. I always knew that was going to be a close series. Both teams had exactly the same number of points, so it was a toss-up in terms of home ice advantage. But that might be the series that surprised me. Other than Tampa Bay, that's probably the one that surprised me the most.
You know, home ice is something that is interesting. I mean, it's interesting in every sport, whether it's home ice or home court advantage, home field advantage, whatever you want to call it, or in those particular arenas. But I feel like the trend in hockey has definitely been a little different, where the road teams can have more success than usual as far as the other sports go, and they can get on a really good run and play incredibly well on the road in the postseason. And I feel like that's happened over the past few years, where there is a team that just plays fantastic on the road, and they keep it rolling through the whole playoffs.
Oh, very much so, and we're seeing that already this season, Andy, in the fact that in the 16 playoff games so far, home teams have won 8, road teams have won 8. And it's a trend we've seen creeping for the last few years, and I don't think it was last year, I think it was 2 years ago, the road team actually had won a couple more games going right through to the finals over the course of the 4 rounds of playoffs. And you know, I think you and I have chatted about this before, and the parallel I make is that it's unlike baseball from the standpoint that the way that the new rinks are being built, they're all being built to a standard size, standard format. The lighting is top-notch. The glass is top-notch. There's not really very much difference between the rinks now. You don't have that home ice or home field advantage because you know that the puck comes out of the corners at a funny angle if you dump it in there. We're now in a situation where there's 31 rinks in the league, and probably 31 of them are pretty close in terms of quality and so on and so forth. It's not like baseball where you still have a Wrigley Field, you still have a Fenway Park versus some of the newer stadiums. There's still a home field advantage in baseball because the Red Sox know how to play Fenway Park, the Cubs know how to play Wrigley Field, and so on and so forth. In hockey, it's very much the same in every rink now. So I think that's a big factor as well.
Interesting stuff. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we all want great hockey. We all want great playoffs in general. So we'll take it however we can get it. And you know what? The Lightning better get their act together, because otherwise they could be out of this thing quick, fast, and in a hurry. And speaking of that, I hear the music behind us. We got to take another pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll talk some Major League Baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Two up, two down, and OT for both the Flyers and the Blue Jackets. 3-on-3 overtime is underway. Atkinson has it. Ham fights through the check. Seth Jones walks in, scores! Jackets win it overtime, and Atkinson keeps the streak alive. How about that? Anderson picks it up in the goal line. Throws it across the goal line. Here's Werenski off the point. Werenski looks for some open ice. Scores! Matt Calvert! Jackets go up 2-0 in this series. Matt Calvert as the Jackets jump off the bench.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Come on. Come on.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Here's Yelich on the first pitch. Way back, right center. And this one's going to fly way out of here.
And boy, David Bell is livid. He is all over home plate umpire Jeff Kellogg, and here come the benches. David Bell was the first one out, and he lost his mind. He's being held back by his own players.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
And Puig is gotten away. He's gotten away. Tucker Barnhart now. And now Puig is throwing some fists at Tom Prince. And now it starts over again.
Welcome back, everybody. The boys of summer are back in action, and that means every now and then you're going to lose your temper, you're going to lose your cool, and you're going to have bench-clearing brawls, and that's just the way it goes, man. And if you're not ready for it, don't watch it. That's all I can say. But, wow, Major League Baseball is definitely in full throttle. You got guys' emotions going left and right. Yasiel Puig is one of those guys who's a very emotional guy. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, to break down NHL hockey before and now. We're getting into some Major League Baseball. John, I mean, what can you say about the fireworks that we've already had thus far in Major League Baseball?
Well, I think this Puig situation, I guess we sort of should have expected it. It started with Dietrich of the Pirates hitting a very long home run against Chris Archer. Dietrich from the Cincinnati Reds hitting a long home run off Archer of the Pirates in an at-bat. And then the next time he came to the plate, Archer threw a fastball behind him, and that sort of set the whole thing off. I guess we should have known that that was coming. Why the umpires didn't warn people at that time, I'm not sure. But certainly Puig has had a history of getting involved in these types of things. And I guess the thing that puzzled me about that was the fact that Puig got 2 games, which I think was the right suspension, given his actions. Archer got 5, but as a starting pitcher, we know that that's really only 1. And he was the guy that started the whole thing. So, and he's appealing his suspension. So that sort of puzzled me a little bit, that there was a little bit of inequity in terms of the suspensions that were handed out. And David Bell, first-year manager with the Reds, generally a pretty quiet sort. The highlights that I saw on ESPN, he was absolutely enraged at the whole thing. And that tells me that this got out of hand very, very quickly. And I guess we're fortunate that nobody got hurt.
John, you know, you take a look at the NL West here, and it, just seeing the Colorado Rockies at 3-12 is just something that I didn't expect to see. I expected them to be in the upper part of the division. What has happened in Colorado with this bad start?
I don't know. I was wondering about that myself, Mike, when I looked at the standings and saw that they're 3-12, they're 1-9 in their last 10 games. And their run differential is absolutely horrendous. They are 36. They're minus 36, and they're 0-5 at home. And Colorado might be the one place where they really do have a good home field advantage because of the altitude. So I find that really puzzling. I thought that Colorado and the Dodgers would be the two teams in that division that everybody would be chasing. And you look at the standings today, and they're almost upside down. San Diego at the top and Colorado at the bottom. I really don't have an answer for why they are playing so badly. Every team goes through a slump at some point in the season. If you're Colorado, you just got to hope that this is their slump and they've had it early rather than late.
Yeah, that's true, but let's be honest on this as well. You know, I know it's a marathon and not a sprint, but there is something to be said for those teams that do get out of the gates well. They start the season right. San Diego has done that. Milwaukee has done that. The Mets have done that. Phillies are pretty good, too, at this point, too. They're above 500. The Seattle Mariners have done that. But with that being said, the Houston Astros have woken up quite a bit, too. The Central is maybe the weakest division in all of baseball, in the American League Central. And then you have the Tampa Bay Rays, who have gotten out of the gates extremely well, too. And, you know, the Yankees are the closest thing to them, and they're a couple games under 500. So I know it's a marathon, and I know that it's going to happen, that things are going to flip around. But out of all these teams that have gotten out of the gates early, who do you like the best to actually be able to stay there?
Well, I guess looking at the numbers, the two that sort of come to mind, Andy, would be Milwaukee and Seattle. Seattle 13-4, the best percentage in baseball. And 13 wins in April is just as valuable as 13 wins in September. Just doesn't get as much attention, as you've pointed out. That American League Central has been the weakest division in baseball for two or three years now. You know, Minnesota's in first place at 7-4. They've played less games than Cleveland and Detroit have. But at the end of the day, I still think that's Cleveland's division to win. Minnesota's going to give them an awfully good run for their money. But Seattle probably right now would be the team that I would say is using their wins to the best advantage. And Tampa has 11 wins. The Yankees have 6. The Red Sox only have 5. They're the two teams, obviously, that the rest of the American League East has to be very conscious of. 11 wins in April is, as I say, is the same as 11 wins in September. So they can't take them off the scoreboard. So Tampa has come through again with young pitching, as they always do. Blake Snell pitching very well for them. I can see that being a close race, but I still think that the Yankees and Boston will find their comfort zones and will eventually be the two teams that are first and second in that division.
John, yesterday I'm sitting there at Buffalo Wild Wings watching the Cubs game, and the end of that game was Schwarber just going absolutely bananas on the check swing. And then after the game, Joe Maddon comes out and says the check swing should be taken out of their out of the umpires or the third and first base umpires' hands. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you're always going to have questionable strike calls. You know, I read right. Schwarber's quotes in the on the Major League Baseball site this morning, and I guess what he was kind of saying was, you know, the umpire is human. He's going to make mistakes. All he's asking for is a little bit of consistency, and he felt that there was no consistency in the calls. And I guess we've always said that whatever the sport, you just want the officials to be consistent in the way that they call things. Everybody has a different opinion on a check swing, probably always has, probably always will. I think it's part of the game. It's the human element of the game. I don't think we're ever going to be able to take that away. It's unfortunate that it came at the time that it did because, frankly, it killed a rally that looked like the Cubs might be able to get back in the game and perhaps even win the game.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us talking Major League Baseball. Hey, John, okay, so I asked you the front runners that are out there right now and, you know, the guys that we don't necessarily expect to be there, like the Padres and the Tampa Bay Rays. Looking at it, as far as who's in the cellar, teams like the Boston Red Sox or, you know, a team like, let's go with the Chicago Cubs, who Mike was just talking about, in the cellar, the Rockies in the cellar. Out of all the teams that are, I've talked to you about the top, who could stay there, all these teams at the bottom, who could make a leap?
Well, I guess the obvious one would be the Boston Red Sox. They had that horrendous 3-8 road trip to start the season on the West Coast. They haven't played well at all this season. They've been good sort of in spots, but they certainly haven't been able to put something together. You have to think with that team that they're going to improve. I still have some questions about their starting pitching, and we all know how big a part of baseball starting pitching is. I don't see the Cubs playing at a 5-9 pace for the whole season, but they've got to be very careful because all of a sudden Milwaukee and St. Louis have opened up a lead in that division, and that division is so tight. You can go from first to last with a 2- or 3-game winning streak or a 2- or 3-game losing streak. To the point that Mike was making a few minutes ago, Colorado's not a team that's going to play 3-12 all season. They're not going to lose 9 out of every 10 as they have. They're going to get it right, but I think that those would be the two teams. Boston and Colorado and the Cubs would be the third team that I just don't see staying in last place for the rest of the season.
And then as far as NL MVP, my man Yelich, is he keeping pace and maybe looking to do it back-to-back? What do you think?
Well, he's certainly the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, he's certainly shown that he is capable of that. And the fact that he's playing on a good team and that team is playing well, I think, really helps him. But, you know, again, we're very early in the season. He's had a great start to the season. He obviously didn't feel the pressure from coming back as an MVP. A lot of those situations, you see a player come back and live on their laurels from the previous year. Yelich certainly has not done that. He's gone out and treated it the same way as he would any other season.
Great stuff, John, as always. I'll catch up with you during the week, my friend.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us as he always does. We'll be back on the other side to break down what's happening at the Masters. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Now the batter, Derek Dietrich, who's filling in for Votto. And how about this? Way back into right center field, and Dietrich is homered for the second time. How about that?
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you.
Call 800-543-4689 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-543-4689 now. Again, 800-543-4689. That's 800-543-4689.
Just a moment ago, Tony Finau. Don't hurt yourself.
This is great.
Well, that's how he did it. He's waving that he's all right, I hope. Waving at his family to come join him. About to play in his first Masters tomorrow. He just hurt himself, I know.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, there you go.
What a week. What a weekend. Unbelievable stuff happening at the Masters in Augusta. Tiger Woods seeking his 15th major championship. One shot behind Molinari right now. He's at 12 under. Molinari's at 13 under. And, you know, both those guys making birdies. I'm sure you're watching the same way I am, Mike. You got Tony Finau, who we just had the clip about, who's at 11 under as well. He's right there in the mix, too. Ian Poulter at 10 under. Brooks Koepka at 11 under. This is a star-studded leaderboard, Mike Wilson.
Yes, it is. Watching Molinari, who's just, man, I'll tell you what. I mean, he's British Open winner, and he's just playing steady right now. Tiger was missing some putts early, but it looks like he's recovered a couple strokes here to pull within one. I'm a big Brooks Koepka fan. I mean, that guy's built like a tight end. He hits it a country mile, but he has touch around the green. So it wouldn't surprise me if Koepka makes a run today. And then, yeah, seeing Poulter. Poulter hasn't been near the leaderboard all that much in recent years. It's good to see him. He always has some pretty good character with him. And Finau, it's nice to see a young guy, young gun, making a run there too. So it's gonna be fun coming down the stretch here at Augusta.
No, oh, most definitely. One of my really good takeaways from the weekend is that seeing Tiger battle for four rounds is something that we haven't right. seen for a long, long time. And, you know, he has those fall apart, let down, disastrous holes, if you will. And then having the ability to rebound from it hasn't necessarily been there, especially late in tournaments. You know, I think he's showing us a little something. And, you know, I think what he's showing us is that grit, determination, heart, the will to want to be the greatest, and to achieve something, it still burns inside a Tiger, man. And I think that, you know, that's something that people all weekend have fallen in love with. And, you know, we always look for the car crash, right? But we always also look for how you rebound from the car crash. And I think that's where people are now with Tiger Woods. They've forgiven, they've forgotten all of the things that happened with him off the course. And now it's like, you just want to see this guy have some success and be the great golfer that he once was. And even if it's just for a weekend, Mike, and even if it's just for one more tournament, everybody and their mother wants to see Tiger Woods have success.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all those people that were just, oh, Tiger's this and Tiger's that when he was going through his stuff. Where are they now? They're following him along the golf course. They have their eyes on the TV. I mean, CBS is just reaping the rewards from having Tiger at the top of the board. And you're exactly right with, you know, we do in a just kind of disturbing kind of way want to see the car crash, but we also want to see the rebuild of the engine and the car. At the same time, which is which with our society is always kind of weird. But yeah, just seeing Tiger do his thing, man, it just harkens back to the early 2000s where he was putting people in the rearview mirror.
I agree. You know, and speaking of that, that's what I've been impressed with Molinari the whole weekend. Yeah. Is the guy is just like has ice in his veins, man. You know, that wasn't an easy putt that he made to get back to 13 under. And then, you know, after he does it, Tiger, you know, says, OK, well, you did that. I've got to match you. And, you know, he does what he does and gets his birdie. I think that, you know, at this point, it's almost like a match play between these two guys, you know, and then everybody else is waiting for a slip up or, you know, two from both of these guys. So, you know, you just got basically all he's got to do right now is keep holding guys off and also maybe increase his lead a little bit. So it literally has come down to almost like a match play type event at this point for Molinari, who's in the lead.
Yeah, it absolutely has kind of turned into that match play situation, which match play, I mean, you and I both know, we both play golf. We understand the game a little bit. It's kind of fun to watch. And like I said, you know, at the beginning of the segment, keep your eye on Koepka, man. I mean, that guy won back-to-back U.S. Opens. He's not scared of Tiger. He's certainly not scared of Molinari. He knows what he can do. And it wouldn't surprise me if, for some reason, Koepka came out on top today. But the top three guys here, it's just going to be fun to watch coming down the stretch.
How disappointing is seeing a guy like Rory McIlroy and, you know, Justin Thomas and Justin Rose, those guys not being amongst the top of the leaderboard, especially, you know, with one of those guys being the number one player in the world? You know, it's like, where are you? Why don't you show up? What about the Dustin Johnsons of the world? You know, everybody always talks about his length, the Jordan Spieths of the world. His game has fallen off tremendously. He hasn't been the same guy for a couple few years now. What can you say about some of those guys?
Maybe we overestimated their talent a little bit when it comes to majors. You know, I mean, it seems like, you know, Justin Thomas and all those Spieth and all those guys, even though Spieth won, you know, he's won the Masters, you know, like you said, he's fallen off. But, you know, Rory, I don't know what is up with Rory, because you would expect Rory to have a few more majors than he, I don't even know if he has any majors at this point, but he should at least have, you know, maybe a couple of majors. And Rory, to me, has kind of fallen into that Sergio Garcia thing where it's like the best golfer without multiple majors or a major at that.
Yeah, no, and speaking of that, Phil Mickelson, I'm not necessarily a huge fan, but he's played all right at the Masters for an older guy, obviously. And, you know, just again, another guy that, you know, fans can get behind to a certain degree. And we always pull for those older guys as well, don't we? I mean, when you think about it, you're always right, hoping that a guy can hang on to things for as long as possible. And Phil's one of those guys who, you know, if his game is right, he still can play. We know that. But, you know, I talked about Tiger and his letdown. That kind of seems to be what happens to Phil, too, is he has that hole that just is a major letdown for him.
Right. And I kind of look at Phil kind of like how, you know, when I was growing up, maybe how we kind of looked at Jack Nicklaus towards the end of his career. We always kind of rooted for him and wanted the best for him and even a victory. But you know, he was certainly someone that the fans could get behind, and Phil's, like you said, he's kind of fallen into that spot in his career. And let me ask you this, Dorf, because I heard this being talked about on the radio last night as I was coming home from my son's football game. They were talking about, is Phil's career, is it a success or is it a shadow of what he could have been? Like they were seriously talking about if he was successful in his career or not. What do you think?
I mean, I think he's been very successful. I think that's ridiculous.
Right. Right.
You know, anytime you can win a major championship, it's successful. I mean, even if you only win one, you know, think about it like this. In music, we have what's called a one-hit wonder, right? In sports, you can also have a one-hit wonder. There's been those guys. The Vandevelds of the world, I don't think he did anything after we saw him fall apart, right? I mean, when you think about right. it. So I think sports, music, similar in the sense of you can have a one-hit wonder, but does that, and Phil's way more than a one-hit wonder. I'm not suggesting that. But the point is that even if you win one major, I think that is one hell of an accomplishment, man. You went out there and you took care of that field for that particular weekend. So to say his career is a failure, I think is a little bit insane. I think it's been successful. Could he have had more success? Sure. But couldn't we all have more success? So I think that
right.
at a certain point, when people start trying to break people's careers down or accomplishments down, I think we get a little bit wrapped up in our own heads as to how good we think that player was or wasn't. And I think we kind of choose our own adventure from that. But to say he hasn't had a successful career, I think is beyond crazy.
Yeah, it's a little asinine to me. Let me ask you one more thing. Out of all the majors, is the Masters your favorite?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's just so much tradition, you know, and you everybody loves this tournament, and it's just an amazing golf course. Not that all the other courses that they play on for majors aren't amazing golf courses. It's just there's something special about Augusta there, and it's just all the, like I said, the tradition and just everything about it. It's really special, and that green jacket at the end of it is really just amazing for these guys. So yeah, I do think that the Masters is my favorite. I mean, then I'd go with the U.S. Open after that, and I think, because, you know, truth be told, that's a good time. You know, you're watching that stuff you know, in the summertime, and it's just I'd go Masters and then U.S. Open from there. That those would be my first two as far as it goes for majors. And I don't know. What about you? Is the Masters your favorite or what?
Yeah, no, Masters is my favorite. And then, like you, it's the U.S. Open. Because the U.S. Open always takes place around Father's Day. And that was something yeah. that my dad and my brothers would sit around and watch on Father's Day and stuff. So certainly, those are the top two for me as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. All right, so let me ask you this. If Tiger Woods does pull this off, and he does make it happen, and he gets the victory, is that the biggest story? I mean, it'll be the biggest story of the year for sure, but is that like the biggest story in the last decade maybe?
It could be, considering where the depths to which he fell. Right. And now that he's, you know, if he pulls this off, he would have come for most people, and if not all, they were like, okay, Tiger's back. He made it back to the mountaintop. And won a major. So yeah, that certainly could be right up there with the best story or the most significant story in the last 10 years. Absolutely.
And if he does win another major, is it fair to say that, wow, that opens it back up for Tiger, and maybe Tiger goes back on one of those insane Tiger runs that he's capable of doing?
Last question.
Well, let's face it. Tiger's one of those athletes, one of those rare athletes. When he smells blood in the water, it's to, you know, he gets the scent of that chum in the water. And the way he's playing, he certainly could go on one of those crazy runs. I wouldn't put it past him at this point.
What an amazing putt that he just rolled there right now, I believe on number 12, to get himself, I think, a routine tap-in birdie there. So we'll fill you in on what's happening on the other side as far as where he's at. Yep, 12 under for Tiger Woods right now. So amazing stuff happening at Augusta, the Masters. Tiger Woods in the mix. Everything and more that we could have ever hoped for. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You're clear.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422, code 4422. Enjoy!
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Final time for this hour. And, Mike, it's kind of amazing. We have made it through the whole hour without talking about the NBA and the playoffs, which has just gotten started on Saturday. We're going to break it down big time, man. And you know what? It's been a pretty interesting first round thus far. I expect the games on Sunday today to be as impressive, as exciting. And you know what? If you think you know what's going to happen, guess again, expect something completely different, because a lot of road teams had some success on Saturday, Mike.
Yes, they did. And how about those Spurs and how about the Orlando Magic? That's all I got to say, man. Just seeing that. Seeing San Antonio win was not a surprise to me. I just got something about them that they'll pull off a first-round upset.
Well, and I think it's because we don't trust Denver. You know, I mean, they had a great season. They played much better than I think a lot of people expected them to. But at the end of the day, the lack of experience may be what ultimately does them in. And you know what? For San Antonio, we know they have all kinds of experience, man. DeMar DeRozan's been there. LaMarcus Aldridge has been there before. And you know what? Greg Popovich has definitely been there, as he took over as the all-time leading coach in NBA history. Now, I think he has 1,413 victories, passing Lenny Wilkins, who had 1,412, and my man Don Nelson, who had 1,410. So just an amazing accomplishment for him, the Spurs, and believe me, we're going to get into the NBA playoffs a ton on the other side. But hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, everybody. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
All right, guys.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
As President Trump considers moving thousands of immigrants into sanctuary cities, an idea Democrats oppose, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News Sunday it's in no way a done deal.
Until we can fix the crisis at the border, we have to look at all options. This is one of them. Whether or not it moves forward, that's yet to be determined. This was raised at a staff level initially. President wants us to explore it again, so that's being done.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday he's confident that the United States will continue its progress with North Korea on denuclearization. But in the meantime, he says international pressure remains in place against the North.
There remain in place today the world's strongest sanctions, UN Security Council resolutions, which make clear the objective, the denuclearization. North Korea, I'm very confident, will continue to move down the path of achieving that outcome.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Scientists share the first photo of a supermassive black hole with the public. NASA's Planetary Science Division Director Jim Green describes what the picture looks like.
There is a location for which enormous mass is crunched down so much it warps space and time and doesn't allow light to come out. An accretion disk around a region that has enormous amount of mass. So much mass it appears black because no light can be emitted through that area.
Another study involving the effect long-term spaceflight has on the human body shows that human health can be mostly sustained for a year in space, but longer missions could have an effect on things like the thickening of arteries and damage to DNA. Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were temporarily down early today. All three social media platforms, including Facebook Messenger, were affected by an outage. Downdetector.com, a site that monitors site outages, says the outages were down more than 2 hours in much of the world. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California Governor Gavin Newsom wants answers on how to deal with devastating wildfires. More from Woody King.
He says if the state continues to suffer the kinds of wildfires, such as the recent Camp Fire, wildfire costs could cause utility rates to increase 50% or more, and yet be less reliable. He said that could ripple through the entire state's economy. 25% of the population is at risk.
That's a jaw-dropping percentage.
He also had very tough words for utilities, too, saying their liability should increase as well as penalties for failing to invest in safety measures, and profits should be tied to safety performance. He says he wants answers in 90 days.
It's a tweet garnering lots and lots of attention on social media and involving a Democrat's controversial statement about 9/11 and President Trump's response. USA Radio's Robin Walensky explains.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports the E. coli outbreak linked to ground beef. More than 100 people in six states sick, including Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. It is still not known the brand of meat affected.
The NBA playoffs got underway Saturday with a couple of upsets. Eighth-seeded Orlando knocked off the top-seeded Raptors in the Atlantic Division, while Brooklyn took Game 1 against Philadelphia. In the Western Division, San Antonio grabbed a win over Denver, and Steph Curry became the most prolific three-point shooter in league playoff history in the Warriors' win over the Clippers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to some of you. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into with the Masters. Tiger Woods in the mix. Unbelievable. Hasn't happened for a long, long time, but here we have it. And man, oh man, we're going to break that down along with the NBA playoffs, which have just gotten started on Saturday. The NHL playoffs are going. Major League Baseball in full throttle. We've got you covered in every way, shape, and form. Mike Wilson, my man, get ready to talk another hour of sports with me, brother. How you doing, man?
I am doing great, man. It's Sunday at the Masters. We got baseball. Like I said, everything's going on, and who knows? We may even get into a little NFL, I would imagine, this hour.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, you've had some amazing things happening in the offseason there. The NBA playoffs, like I said, just getting started on Saturday. Some craziness happened there. I expect more craziness to happen on Sunday with the games. And believe me, what's going on at the Masters is just incredible. It's unbelievable. Tiger Woods in the mix, man. We haven't been able to say that for like a decade. So pretty impressive stuff all around and a heck of a leaderboard too. So keep it close, everybody. Tons to talk about, tons to get into this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, right, clear, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You have plenty of pictures in your home, but you've never seen anything like this before. Introducing Easy Tiles, the world's first photo tiles made of sleek and ultra-lightweight glass. Easy Tiles makes it super simple. You use their exclusive app for iPhone and Android to upload as many photos as you like. Then they print them on tempered glass. Your order arrives on your doorstep in just days. And that's when the real
real fun begins, because with Easy Tiles, you'll transform your living space with a gallery wall that will amaze each and every guest. Easy Tiles are even simple to hang. No hammer and no nails. And because they're mounted on small risers, they appear to float on your wall. Easy to order, easy to hang, and guaranteed for life. Now you can save 30% on any size order, plus get free shipping on orders of four or more. Just download the free Easy Tiles app at EasyTiles.com and turn your best memories into beautiful glass wall art. Plus, save big now with this special radio offer. That's EasyTiles.com.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Here's Curry firing. Yeah! About 3.5 remaining. And it's Golden State. Curry way outside. Another three. Steph Curry has set a finals record. His 9th three-pointer of the game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. So much to get into in the NBA. Steph Curry breaking the all-time record as far as it goes for made three-pointers in the NBA playoffs, taking over for Ray Allen. So very impressive performance from him, by the way, as well. I think it was 38 points, 15 rebounds, Mike, and then 7 assists to go along with that. And like I said, also taking over the all-time NBA playoff three-point leader now is Steph Curry, and I think it's like 385, and it'll obviously just keep going. He took over for Ray Allen, and I think he did it in like half the games too, so really impressive stuff from Steph Curry.
Yeah, really impressive from Steph Curry and doing it in half the games, even though the NBA was a little bit different for Ray Allen. I mean, it's such a analytical three-point game now that it doesn't surprise me that Curry did it. And, you know, Curry is arguably probably the best shooter that we've ever seen in possibly the history of the game. So, you know, big kudos to Steph there for what he did, but bigger kudos to getting the win. I mean, everything is secondary to winning at this time of the year.
No, absolutely. A couple things I want to get into for sure. I'm just going to set the tone for the games that are happening today and getting started here in just a little bit, to be honest with you. Pacers playing the Celtics. That game is 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Thunder playing the Blazers. That's 12:30 Mountain Standard Time. The Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Pistons. That's 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then the nightcap is going to be the Rockets and the Jazz going at it at 6:30 p.m. Standard Time. And I'm going to run through the scores from Saturday. The Nets get the Sixers 111-102. They win on the road. Magic get the Raptors on the road 104-101. The Clippers go down to the Warriors 121-104, and then the Spurs win on the road 101-96 over the Nuggets. And a couple things that I took away, obviously you had three road teams winning the first game of the series, which was pretty unbelievable, I guess, to say the least. You would have thought that the Raptors and Sixers would have shown better. But with that being said, Nets and Magic played pretty well down the stretch. Something that I watched yesterday bothered me, Mike. I don't know if you watched or not, but the Warriors and the Clipper game. Kevin Durant is a jerk. I'm sorry, but Kevin Durant is an absolute jerk. He basically bullied Patrick Beverley. They both get tossed, and I just think he's a real jerk, man. And there's other words that I want to say, but I just can't use them to describe him at the point in time because we're on the radio. If I was talking to you on the street, believe me, my language would be a lot different. But the guy's a jerk. I'm sorry, he's a jerk.
No, I would tend to agree, and I've thought. Not necessarily that he's a jerk for a long time, but he is as thin-skinned a guy, a player, an athlete that I have seen in a real long time. He lets a lot of things get to him. He responds to fans on Twitter. He had that burner account on Twitter, and you just look at it, or you look at him sometimes. You go, dude, just let it go. Like these are fanboys. And you're getting all upset and all, you know, butthurt over a fanboy giving you some crap on Twitter, which is such a fantasy land in itself anyways. Like, what are you worried about? But, I saw the Warrior, a little bit of the Warrior game, and a little bit of the Warrior game that I saw was when he got tossed and Beverly got tossed. And that whole situation, I was like, KD, what are you doing? Like, there's no reason to do what you're doing right there and throw him in there and to expect Beverly not to respond. Beverly is one of the masters at getting in people's heads. And I thought he got into KD's head a little bit.
Sure.
Yesterday. And, it's just mind-boggling that a superstar like KD lets things, like the littlest things, get to him. And he's trying to act like a tough guy, and he's the furthest thing from a tough guy. He's the fake tough guy. I even look at Draymond as kind of a fake tough guy as well, but KD is really not, you know, I don't think anybody's intimidated by KD.
If I'm Doc Rivers and Patrick Beverley, I make it my point to get under KD's skin every single game. You know what? He was damn close during the regular season to having too many technicals. I think right. The guy is so soft. And like you said, takes everything so personal. If I'm Patrick Beverley, I make it my point to get underneath this guy's skin every single game and try to get this guy a technical or two and get him tossed. I'm sorry, but that's what I see. I see a weakness in Kevin Durant, and the weakness is that he's very vulnerable. If you get underneath his skin, he's going to react, man. And like you said, I think it's because he wants everybody to think he's such a tough guy. We all know he's a great player. Okay, we're not trying to say he's not a great player. The guy's fantastic. But his antics on the court, his antics off the court, there's something missing with Kevin Durant. If you can't figure that out, people, then there's something missing with you. So if I'm Doc and I'm Beverly, I say, look, what do I got to do to make Kevin Durant as angry as possible, and hopefully we can get a reaction out of him every single game? That would be my point, and that would be my mission if I'm Patrick Beverley.
And even, yeah, oh, absolutely, that's your mission if you're Beverley, and even Doc can play that game, for crying out loud. Doc's not scared of anybody. So, I'm sure you saw early in the game where Beverley was, you know, he was telling Durant, he was telling the ref, he's flopping, and he was making, he was gesturing like, oh God, he's flopping again. And there he goes again. And Durant's right there. I'm just sitting there. One, I'm kind of chuckling. I'm kind of laughing a little bit, but two, That's exactly what Beverly does. And that's what, and if I'm Beverly, that's what I do, like you were referring to just a second ago, and getting into his head. So, you know, Beverly's going to be there all game. And KD, I don't know how used to, how used KD is to having somebody like do that all game. And if he doesn't watch it, you know, KD could cost the Warriors a game. Now, not that I believe that the Warriors are going to lose the series, but you want to get out of these series as quickly and as healthy as possible. So, and without all these technical fouls adding up as well for you. So, KD needs to check himself these next few games when it comes to Beverly. Otherwise, Beverly's going to get him he's just going to make KD fit to be tied.
But I agree with you, man. You got to win these first-round series that aren't supposed to be close, like the Warriors and the Clippers. They got to sweep these guys, man. If they go, right. If they win one game, that's like a failure to a certain degree, because you know you got to be ready for the second round. So the Raptors, like you said, I mean, I don't think they're losing that series, but now they've got to play one more game. Same thing with the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't think they lose that series. Could they lose it, though? Sure, they could, for sure. But now they got to play at least one more game. Embiid's never healthy. You know, he's your best player. So everybody that was so, like, up on – well, but everybody – exactly. Everybody was so up on the 76ers, like, oh, this is a team to look out for. Well, they're not a team to look out for if your best player can't stay on the floor, for crying out loud, you know? So Joel Embiid's got to be able to be healthy. And without him being healthy, I think the Sixers are just the Sixers. I'm sorry. They're not a team that to be reckoned with. Look out for Boston, man. I feel like they're the team that everybody needs to be a little bit more aware of, because we think they have all that problems and all the troubles. They do have a closer in Kyrie, so that's something to be aware of. Anyways, I hear the music. We're going to come back. We'll continue talking about the NBA because there's a ton to get into. We've got to get into those games that are happening later today as well. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Stephen Curry on the right wing gets a screen from Draymond Green. Switched on to up top by Jeff Green. Durant back out the step. Shot fake from three. Dribbles into a right elbow jumper and splashes it down. Guarded by Satoransky. Gets the screen from Durant. Switched onto by Ariza. Gets past him to the hoop. Reverses it home. Got a little help from the rim.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Durant for three. It's good. Kevin Durant from downtown. And Golden State takes the lead. Shot clock at five. Kevin Durant way outside. Delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown. It's a six-point game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us. Haven't thrown the number out there yet today. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, please check out the website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Currently, what's happening at the Masters? You've got Molinari, who's at 13 under. I believe Tiger did just give up a shot to go back to 11 under. We'll keep you posted on what's happening there. But again, seeking his 15th major championship is one Tiger Woods. I didn't necessarily think I'd be saying that again. But here we are on a Sunday at Augusta at the Masters. And yes, we're talking about Tiger Woods. I think that's pretty cool. Let's get back into the NBA a little bit, Mike. Like I said, the scores from yesterday, Nets winning on the road against the Sixers, Magic winning against the Raptors on the road, Warriors take care of business, and then those Spurs get it done against the Nuggets. Let's talk Nuggets real quickly for a moment here. Great regular season, a lot of good players. But there's something that they lack, which is experience in the postseason, in the playoffs. Greg Popovich, we know how much success he's had, all the championships, the pedigree that he has with him. Has DeMar DeRozan, who can play, who's got that experience as well, playing in the playoffs. Has LaMarcus Aldridge, who has some experience, obviously, playing in the playoffs. Forbes played fantastic. White played fantastic. You know what? That's also something that the Spurs do really well. They develop players incredibly well. Kudos, congratulations. We talked a little bit about it before, but do you really think the Spurs can win that series? I heard you say that. Do you really believe it?
I really do. I just really do. I think experience counts for something, especially when it comes to coaching during the playoffs. The one thing with Denver that I've thought for a little while now, they don't have a closer. Like people would want to say that, you know, maybe their big guy in the middle there, the Joker, is their closer. But he only had 10 points yesterday. And if you're going to be talked about possibly as a, you know, early in the year as an MVP candidate, which I don't know how seriously that was taken, but, you know, but you only can score 10 points in an opening round game and you're the second seed in the West. That tells me a lot, and people want to say, well, maybe, you know, Jamal Murray from Kentucky is their closer. He's not a closer. Like they don't have, when they need a bucket, besides the Joker, I don't know who else they can go to. And so not having the experience, not having that closer is something that I think is going to eventually catch up with Denver, and I think San Antonio is going to take advantage of that.
Well, just so you know, I know he only had 10 points, but to go along with those 10 points, 14 rebounds and 14 assists. So the guy did throw up a triple-double in that first game against the Spurs. And I understand what you're saying, and I get it. You like the guy to score 20 points and the 14 rebounds and 14 assists, and then the Nuggets probably win that game as well, too. So your point is well taken. Look, there's something to be said for experience. There's something to be said for being there before. And maybe the Nuggets will go through some growing pains. I personally think they're going to get through this series, but I think it's going to be tougher than they thought it was going to be now, especially after you lose the first game and you lose your home court advantage. So now they need to figure out a way to get that home court advantage back. Go ahead.
Just one more thing. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, buddy.
No, you're fine.
With the Joker, he has to get more than 9 shots. Like he was 4 for 9. So you got to figure out how to feed that big guy. And Jamal Murray was 8 of 24. He took 24 shots. I don't think Murray needs to necessarily take 24 shots. Some of those shots probably could have got to the Joker, but that might have been because, you know, Pop defended Joker and the team defended Joker pretty well, but because they have their own big guy in Aldridge, but somehow the Joker needs to get more than 9 shots up.
Yeah, I'm of course, absolutely. Got to get more than 9 shots, and you just, again, like you said, you just got to be, you got to be more present when your team needs you toward the end of the game. All right, so let's talk Sixers real quickly. They go down 111-102 to the Nets. The Nets played a really good game, man. They did. They just came out and they were hitting shots early, built that big lead early on in the game. Sixers kind of battled back, you know, got back in the game to a certain degree, but just didn't have enough to get past the Nets. And I said it earlier, Nets and Magic, to be quite honest with you, if there were two teams I didn't want the Milwaukee Bucks to play in the first round, it was the Nets and it was the Magic, because both those teams have been playing pretty well down the stretch of the regular season, because they had to get into the playoffs. But truth be told, they're up and coming, and they're a little bit dangerous. And people were so up on the Sixers, like, wow, this team has so much talent. They could go to the NBA Finals. They could get to the Eastern Conference Finals, da-da-da-da-da. They haven't played that many games together. So that was one of my big concerns, along with the fact that Joel Embiid has trouble staying on the floor because the guy can't stay healthy. So this, to me, looked like a prime opportunity for the Nets to wind up being somewhat of a Cinderella story and taking the Sixers out in round one of the NBA playoffs. So to me, I'm not necessarily shocked or surprised that the Nets were able to put it on the Sixers. The Magic, I'm not surprised either, but I don't think they're able to beat Toronto. I think Kyle Lowry will play better. I think that the Raptors will play better in general, but I don't necessarily believe in the Sixers. I really don't.
No, and, you know, a couple of things to go with this Nets-Sixers game. One, yeah, I'm right with you with the Sixers. They haven't done anything in the playoffs. I mean, if Philly has to play Boston, or Boston is, you know, the team they have to play at some point, you know, they're just going to step on themselves. They can't handle big pressure games. And the second thing, how about D'Angelo Russell? How about D-Russ here? You know, all that stuff that happened when he was a Laker, and, you know, he videotaped, or he got audio of something going in the locker room. They shipped him out of there and they said, you're not the guy anymore. How big of a return to just being a basketball player and just being looked at as a legitimate up and coming star has D'Angelo Russell become? I mean, yesterday, you know, 10 of 25, he has 26 points. You know, he has 4 assists to throw in there. So, you know, he certainly is starting to play like someone that you got to pay attention to now, regardless if it's regular season or playoffs. But I was really surprised with how D'Angelo stepped up yesterday to help his team come through in Philly.
LeVert was tough too, man. They were good all around. They just played a fantastic game. They really did. The Nets just outplayed Philadelphia in that game. So not surprised that they were able to walk away with a game one victory, to be honest with you. So looking at it, Do you think the Nets could take the Sixers? I really do. I think they could take them.
No, I'm right there with you, too, with the Nets beating the Sixers. And depending on what happens with Embiid, you know, if he has to, you know, sit out game two, which I doubt he will, the Nets, if they get game two, now Philly's in a hole now, but if somehow Brooklyn can get that second game, they're in a gigantic hole if that happens. So, but I'm right with you that, Brooklyn has the talent. They don't know any better. This is one of those situations where it's kind of like the NCAA tournament, all those lower seed teams, they don't know any better. They're just playing fast and loose, and let's just go play some ball. That's kind of the Brooklyn Nets right now. So I'm worried.
Real quickly, since you said fast and moving and playing free and not really having much of a care, DJ Augustine, man, what a game that kid had. 25 points, the game winner against the Raptors on Saturday. How underappreciated is that guy, and under the radar maybe is DJ Augustine?
Oh, he's extremely underappreciated, and part of the reason, you and I probably both know this, he plays in Orlando. Okay, they haven't got much talk since Shaq, and you know Shaq was there, so yeah, he's underappreciated for sure.
Shaq, Dennis Scott, Nick Anderson. Wow, that was a good team. Penny Hardaway. Wow, bro. That brings me back to a pretty good time in my life. But, yeah, the Orlando Magic, a bunch of guys that just go out there and play. Same thing with the Brooklyn Nets, man. They just went out there and they balled. They played a great game. I heard the music. Means we got to take another pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-543-4689 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-543-4689 now. Again, 800-543-4689. That's 800-543-4689.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
People got to understand this here. We all can have dreams, but the dreamer never chases us. We have to chase the dream.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. It's another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out that website too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike, some interesting developments here at the Masters. Again, I'm not sure if you're watching. I am definitely watching. Molinari puts one in the water at 12. Tiger is safely on the green at 12. We could have ourselves a 1-2, maybe 3 shot change here, all at number 12. So the leaderboard could look a little different in a moment, Mike.
Could get real interesting. And boy, if Tiger, if it's like a, you know, two or three, if it's a three shot swing and Tiger takes the lead and is on top of the leaderboard, man, can you imagine the buzz? I mean, there's already a great amount of buzz at Augusta right now, but if Tiger's name is top of that leaderboard at any point, man, the buzz is just going to increase. And the one thing, my boy Brooks Koepka, he's kind of fallen off a little bit. He's down to 9 under, I believe. When you take a look at everybody that's at 10 under, Bubba Watson's making a run today. He's like 5 under par. He's through 16. So I think he's on 17 right now. He's making a bit of a charge, but he's going to run out of holes a little bit here. But I'm telling you, Dorf, how sweet would this be if Tiger pulls this off? He's walking up 18 and the crowd is just right behind him like it was at the Players. Now, I don't know if the people at Augusta is going to let that happen, but if that were to happen, how epic would that be, dude? I mean, that would just be so phenomenal to me.
Well, I mean, look, there's all kinds of things that are running through my mind right now about the potential of what could happen, obviously, here to finish out the Masters. And a couple of scenarios that run through my head, I'm going to throw this one at you to start. Tiger hasn't been in this position in a long, long time, right? So for us to just assume that Tiger can go back to being Tiger, are we expecting too much? I don't know. Will the nerves get to Tiger at a certain point? Does the reality set in to him and does it say, dude, I'm back on top of the leaderboard. I'm in position to win on a Sunday. Like, does that hit Tiger? Is he human? Does that really hit him at a certain point? If he gets that lead, will those things start running through his mind? At least in your humble opinion, do you think those things start running through his mind?
I think they'll run through his mind to a point, but you and I both know he is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, golfer of our generation. And the ability that he can muster, that we've seen him muster. And now, like you said, it's been a long, long time since he's been in this kind of position. Something just tells me if he gets on top of that leaderboard, he's just going to go into lockdown mode. And, you know, when he does that, just great things happen. So, and he talks about the expectations that are the fans' expectations too much if that happens. Well, you know who gave us those expectations? Tiger Woods. So it's just one of those things where we got 6 or 7 holes left to play, and it's just going to be phenomenal watching this to the end.
Well, right now, Molinari does drop two shots. So we now have ourselves a three-way tie at 11 under par. You know, this American kid, I don't even necessarily know if I know how to say his name correctly, Mike, but he shot up the leaderboard crazy. Is it Shoffley? How do you say the guy's last name?
I think it's Shoffley.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Xander, right? Xander's his first name.
Yeah, so Shoffley is now up there at 11 under. You're talking about Bubba having a great round. This kid's having a tremendous round here at Augusta Masters on a Sunday. And Tiger is trying to knock himself in to stay at 11 under, as like I just told you, Molinari dropping two shots, taking a double bogey at that number 12 hole, the par 3. And Tiger makes his par. So, yes, we do have ourselves a three-way tie atop the leaderboard at Augusta on Sunday, and Tiger Woods is amongst those guys. Could we – I mean, honestly, what do you think the ratings are right now for this Masters? And especially now that it's been even earlier, you know, I think people are sitting around, like the whole family, watching the Masters on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the ratings have to be through the roof. I mean, I would love to see what the ratings are going to be, what the ratings were for today. And CBS is just pumping money over fist or fist over money right now in terms of this and all the drama that we got with a three-person tie at the top of the leaderboard. And there's Jason Day.
Yeah.
Jason Day's at 10. Then we got all those people at 10. Finau is still at 10, so he's only a shot off. I mean, we got just a boatload of people that were within one good shot of the lead. So we got a lot of drama happening where the devil went down to Georgia, devil's going down to Augusta right now. So yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, what's happened here is the fact that Molinari has dropped a few shots. It's basically brought a bunch of other players into contention, you know. So, Bubba's now in play. Jason Day's in play. Shoffley in play. Tiger in play. Molinari in play. At this point, I would say go make some popcorn, people. Go get ready. And it looks like, as I'm watching now, Mike, the weather is starting to change a little bit. You're seeing some rain come, so hopefully they can continue to play this thing out and it doesn't become, you know, a bunch of delays. So they have to come on and off the course. And interesting also the way that this developed too, because guys had to change their routine quite a bit moving into this final round since they had to move the play up. So Cantlay in the mix as well now at 10 under. There's so many guys that are in the mix here. With Molinari dropping those shots, man, this is going to be an unbelievable Sunday at Augusta. Like, I've got plans, and I'm thinking about changing them. I'm not even joking, man.
Yeah, no, I got plans too. And you know, on a Sunday, like you said, the family's sitting around watching this, and they're like, "We got church in 15 minutes," and hopefully the dad puts his foot down. Like, God can wait today. We got Tiger. We got the Masters today. So it's shaping up to where this is going to be changing plans for a lot of people. It's just going to be fun. It doesn't get any better than this with Sunday at the Masters when you got a log jam at the top of the leaderboard, man.
Yeah, and then Tiger was, you can tell, Tiger was feeling pretty good just now after he just tied things up with that par putt on 12. So on 13, he comes out and he really gasses one down the pipe. So in perfect position right now, Tiger Woods, and maybe even in position to have the outright lead after this hole. Pretty crazy. Hey, want to get this in before we get the heck out of here today. Something also that happened in the NBA that we haven't touched upon, and that's a couple of things. Magic Johnson stepping down the other day as president of the Los Angeles Lakers. I think that there's a lot to this that we don't know about yet. Luke Walton getting fired and then already having a job with the Sacramento Kings in principle. It just kind of goes and tells you a little bit about Luke, because I don't think it was his fault, quite honestly. They didn't have a great roster. Let's call it the way it really is, and let's be honest about it. But let's talk about Magic, him departing the Los Angeles Lakers. How shocking is that?
It was shocking to a point where it just how it happened for me. Now, is it shocking that Magic quit? No, Magic's done that in the past. So that him walking away, no, but the way he did it, not talking to Jeannie. I mean, he doesn't even mention Pelinka's name at all in that whole kind of haphazard press conference before the game there. So it's just one of those things. I don't think, and I agree with Magic to a point, that's not him. I mean, he doesn't, I mean, if you're going to be the president of basketball operations, you're in that 24/7. You're in the office. You're going to Europe to scout players. You are going to college games to scout players, and just not Michigan State games to scout players. I mean, it is an all-encompassing job. And, you know, according to reports, Magic just wasn't doing that. So, you know, there's a lot of backbiting with the Lakers. I mean, it's such a dysfunctional organization right now that this whole mess, I think it could really screw them over for free agency come July 1st, unless they get control of it somehow, unless Jeannie Buss, Pelinka, and whoever else is kind of in control, kind of get control of this, they're going to miss out on Kawhi. They're going to miss out, you know, on all these other big free agents, because if you're a player who wants to go to an organization that has the perception, and we know perception drives reality, that this team that you'd want to sign with is so dysfunctional. I mean, there's no way that those top tier guys are going to want to be around that. And then all the drama and all the kind of stuff that goes with playing with LeBron goes with. So the Lakers are in some deep doo-doo as an organization.
No, a lot of great points there, Mike Wilson. And truth be told, I agree with you, man. The Lakers are in such disarray. And speaking of disarray, more craziness at the Masters. Patrick Cantlay is now your leader at 12 under, as he just eagled 15. So now we have a new leader at the Masters. And again, man, it's just going to get more and more exciting as it goes on. Just craziness, complete craziness happening there, along with the Lakers. And let me get back into the Lakers now. Look, Magic, to me, was the type of guy that was supposed to be able to bring more players than even LeBron James. And he did that, which is great. But he also gave up on players, or their organization gave up on players awfully quickly. You know, you mentioned earlier D'Angelo Russell and how well he's playing. Well, he was a Los Angeles Laker. He was drafted by Magic Johnson. They gave up on this kid awfully early. Julius Randle, another guy that's not playing right now but had a fantastic season, they gave up on that kid as well. And you know, you get credit when you deserve credit, and then you get crushed when you deserve to get crushed at the same time. And I think Magic has done, you know, a lot more bad than good, to be quite honest with you, Mike. So it's a tough situation all around. It really is, because Magic, we all know what a Laker. What he's done is just unbelievable. But as in the front office, not so impressive. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back and wrap things up, like always, with parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I think that I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody. You know, I thought about Dwayne Wade retiring tomorrow, and I can't even tweet it out. I can't be there. Serena Williams called me a week ago and said, "Will you mentor me and be on my advisory board?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to do that." You know, and so when Ben Simmons called and we went through the proper channels And they made me look like the bad guy out of that situation, but I didn't do anything wrong, but do everything right. I was thinking about all those times, all guys who want me to mentor them or be a part of their lives, and I can't even do that. I had more fun on the other side than on this side, because now, tomorrow, I would have to affect somebody's life, livelihood in their life. And I thought about that. I said, that's not fun for me.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, for the final time here on Sunday. And by the way, always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then I come back late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. But as always, at this time, we give our parting shots for the week. Mike Wilson, you're up, my friend.
Parting shot is simple. Get your popcorn, get your soda, get in front of CBS Sports and watch the Masters right now. It's one of the best Masters to me in recent memory. So just enjoy the show, everybody.
You know, it's crazy. You and I are basically completely 100% on the same page. All I can say is enjoy it, watch it. You know, it's been a long, long time since we've seen Tiger atop that leaderboard. He's there. It's a Sunday. It's something special. I don't know how many more times we're going to get to see it. So, like Mike Wilson said, get your popcorn, everybody. Enjoy the Masters. We'll be back at this next Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. For Mike, For John, for Scott, I'm Andy saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Well, what's that, guys?
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.